Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Oh, you're hilarious.
So, Barloworld, right, may be bought out and delisted. Tell us about that deal.
Oh, this is a big one. And it actually caught many of us in the market by surprise yesterday, so much so that the share price shot up by 22% at one point during the trading day. Damn. Barloworld, as we know, is a very important company within South Africa's economy, a long, rich history of having primarily dealt as a distributor of Caterpillar products. So okandaganda, the yellow machinery that is typically used in construction. But they also have a business called Ingrain, which primarily focuses on consumer goods and foods. And as the name suggests, grains and food products, coupled with a few other operations in markets like Mongolia and Russia. So they have been big in terms of driving the force of infrastructure growth and development in South Africa and the continent, given their reach of their equipment. Now, they have a shareholder who currently has a 19% shareholding in the group, and it's a company called Zahid Group, based in Saudi Arabia. Now, Zahid Group, together with a company named Encha, a consortium, led and part of, part of it is linked to the Barloworld CEO, Dominic Sewela, have made an offer for the business, one that comes at a significant premium of 22.8 billion rand. Now, it still has to be cleared out as to what the deal does entail, but essentially it's a complete buyout with the potential delisting of the company from the JSE. So far, we do see that the market does love this because it does actually guarantee that shareholders would be getting a very favorable position in terms of financial benefits here. The company would still pay out a dividend of at least 3 rand as it had committed in its financial results last month. And more than that, investors will also get a payout of an additional 120 rand per share on the price offer. So it's at a premium. It's very significant. And more than anything, I think it's quite telling around the prospects of infrastructure development and investment across the African continent, that we are seeing more Saudi Arabia-based businesses coming into markets in Africa and South Africa specifically within the renewable energy space, as we've seen previously with other entities, namely ACWA Power. And of course, now that Zahid Group is actually trying to partner with their local consortium, it really is telling that there's a lot of positive prospects that they see within the company and the continent as a whole.
Mm. So we're having a discussion about the festive season, right? And how people generally will ask for money. But something else that happens during the festive season is consumers buy more.
100%. It is that time of the year. And typically, there's just like a liberalism in terms of spending that we see in South Africa. Now, we must admit, if we do take a look at the data, post the pandemic, we did spend during the festive season, but not as much and as optimistically as we have in the past. And that's largely because over the last 2 years, we've been plagued by high rates of inflation. Interest rates have also been significantly high. So consumers have actually had to be a lot more deliberate about where and how to spend on. However, there's a renewed sense of optimism from many economists, and this is also being reported in articles from Bloomberg, that we are seeing that on the back of the recent retail sales figures, which actually jumped up by 6.3% in the month of October, that there is a level of optimism that we see from many of the retail companies. Black Friday also came and went, Cesar, just last month, and you might recall a few entities were saying that we saw spend of the 25 billion rand from the likes of Capitec. Discovery Bank also shared some numbers, and a few other entities will continue to do so, but it does seem as though not only will we be asking for money, I think we're also seeing a lot of South Africans definitely spend more. And this time largely on durable items versus just the usual consumables of food, clothes, but rather buying items that can last a lot longer within their households beyond television, furniture items and the likes.
Okay. And so what are the markets looking like?
Markets, it's going to be an interesting day. Yesterday, we saw the US CPI numbers being released. And on the back of the company news from Barloworld, I anticipate that there might be a lot more activity on our all-share index yet again. We'll open up from 87,115 points for the all-share index. Currency-wise, things are still looking very favorable for us. 1768 is where we're trading to the US dollar, 2257 to the pound, and against the euro at 1857.
Thank you very much. The Rich Aunt brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.